right. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a fabulous Tupper day. Someone tell me you're excited.
I'm excited.
Excited. Woo-hoo.
Do I need to sound the alarm and ring the bells? Yes, we have to have some coffee. You guys are in for a real treat today. I just want to share with you that you are going to learn lots of wonderful things about our amazing stack cooker, stack cooking system, and how microwaving can make such a difference for your family and how versatile it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm really honored and excited to introduce to you a fabulous lady who is just having lots of exciting success in her team and business right now, very determined, very focused. And I've had the pleasure of working with her for more than 15 years, and I truly feel that now is her time to shine, and just been really, really fun the last couple months watching her really put forward the time and energy it takes to build a winning team, a shining star team full of all of wonderful new people in our company. So thank you for being a great leader. But what builds a great leader is their desire to love our company, to be loyal to a fabulous company, and be excited about what our fabulous products can do for today's busy families. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Teresa. I want to tell you, you better grab a notepad and a pen, because she is a speed demon talker like I am, and she's going to just fill up your cup for the next 20 minutes on our stack cooker. So are you ready to rock and roll, Teresa?
Yes, I am, Stephanie.
Woo-hoo!
Woo.
And if you do have background noise, please press *6 so that everyone can hear Teresa, okay?
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm excited about the morning. It's a brand new, fresh day and just lots of excitement in the air. So with that said, I know we as a Shining Stars team is actually are growing. I have been in the business for about 20 years and started way back when as a last-minute party invite. So really encourage your hostesses to get guests to come to parties, even last minute. I was a last-minute one that came to the party, and here
Christina.
I am 20 years later doing the business. And so I'm real excited. Stephanie, we had an event locally in our area, and we were talking about the microwave product line, of course, our feature sale item right now during the month of September, and that's the Tupperwave or the Stack Cooker system. And if you're brand new to Tupperware or you're an established sales force, I'm assuming that you want to have healthy food, quick and easy meals, but also having fun. Fun during mealtime, it really bonds a family together, and also I think food is very important, obviously, in our daily activities to fill ourselves up with healthy food, whole foods. So Tupperware's Tupperwave product line has been one of our core elements in our household, in our home. I've found a lot of customers are just amazed by what it does, and I think the biggest thing is it's a secret, and until we get out there and show our customers what this product does, they don't even have any idea. So Tupperwave is obviously a non-toxic, safe microwaving product line. Tupperware has had it. It's over 20 years in the making. It's come in and out of the product line. It's out right now in a huge, awesome set. So I really want you to obviously think about if you don't have it, get it in your kit and start trying it. The best testimony you can give is personally using it, and then your family owns it. So I have a husband who's a very strong, confident individual and an athletic football coach that just loves this product, and I'll catch him demonstrating it when I spy on him. But anyways, the Tupperwave itself comes in a system. It is quick cooking, healthy cooking, and also the big thing I think about is back to the whole foods and making things from scratch. It doesn't take all day to cook from scratch. So with that, I'm trying to, with my family, is to shop healthy, make things from scratch, quick and easy, but healthy, good food. The Tupperwave itself stacks together in a system. So if you have yours nearby, I'm actually holding mine while I demonstrate over the phone. You know that the handles on the pieces are actually extended off the container, and they are cool to touch. It is a microwaving product line. The set itself, the system comes together with a base, the largest base piece, that you can fit a cone into when you're making desserts, cakes, casseroles. It creates a hollow center. The microwave cooks from the outside in, not the inside out. A lot of the consumers don't realize that. Again, back to the fact that it is a safe container. It's not plastic. It's not styrofoam. It's Tupperwave, and it is safe to use to reheat and cook in. The base is a three-quart base. It has little legs in the bottom, allowing the microwave to get air underneath it and flow through and underneath the container base. It has an insert when you want to stack it together. Your nice new classic cookbook with those comfort foods, I dare you. I challenge you to pick out a recipe or two each week and try it once you get this in your house. And have your hostesses pick out a recipe and try them. again, they'll be amazed. Not to mention the quick, the speed, but the health and the flavor and the taste of the food within minutes. So the base itself, if you were to stack, you have a base, a three-quart base, you have a 1 3/4 quart, and then you have a colander that sits in either one of those two bottom bases. Then you have a cover that's a 3/4 base. If you stack them all three together, you have a bottom section that you would actually steam or cook a dessert or a steamed vegetable or a pasta in. Using the second one, placing it into the bottom one, so a 3-quart, your paste placing inside of it, the 1 3/4 quart with the colander, you could put together meat, turkey meat, ground meat, whatever your favorite ground meat is, or a gourmet red beef that you grounded up to make into high-quality meatloaf, turkey burgers, or meatloaf. You would make it up and actually make it into 5 individual meatloafs, placing them into that middle piece with the colander in a circular flow, and in the dead center you put the 5th meatloaf. So you'd put them in there, and that would be your center piece is actually where you put your meats. The colander allows it to drain off the grease. Obviously chicken, turkey, you don't have that much, but you'd be amazed, and so will your customers at the party, how much grease comes off of even the highest quality beef. And then the top part, you invert the cover, and you've got a 3/4 base to put either a dessert or another vegetable dish on top. So all three sections have different foods in it. You stack it, put it in the microwave, and you cook it roughly about 30 minutes based on what the recommendation is in the book, and then you pull it out, let it cool for a third of the time that it's in the microwave, separate it out, and you've got a meal. Add some beverage, add maybe some bread or a fresh salad, and your family could be sitting down in 45 minutes, faster than what it takes at pizza parlor and the gas to get there and back for your family to eat healthy. If you've got diabetics in the family, people that are weight conscious and having a hard time with cholesterol, to just a busy family and working family, and you know, people nowadays are having more than one or two jobs in the household, and you've got athletes in your household, you want to make foods that are healthy, quick, and easy for your family, preserving that family time to sit down together and eat, but also cooking for the future, the next 3 days in your family's meal time, making double batching. So the stack system itself, it stacks together, or you can use them separately. You also have what's called plan-ahead seals or leftover seals. There's 2 seals on the that fit the 3-quart and the 1 3/4 quart. So if you were to make your meal in advance, and maybe you had some teenagers coming home from school or your spouse coming home from work and they got home first, they take the seals off, stack it, and cook it. When you're done and you have leftovers, you can use 1 or 2 of these bases and seal it up. The seals are actually a different color seal. It comes in this beautiful persimmon color right now, and the seals are a lighter color. They are not microwavable. They're just storing and serving and obviously planning ahead. With the stack cooker using it by itself, one of our family's favorite, and I find a lot of customers love this, is I've even gone into a bank. And you know the trick with microwaves. Most people actually typically use it for microwaving their tea, their coffee, or reheating things, but also burning popcorn. I say burning in kind of a laughing sense because that's what everyone always typically will smell at work is somebody burned their popcorn. They put the setting on correctly or what have you. The advantage for us is we walk into a business, do an office demonstration during lunchtime, make a dessert, make a whole chicken fryer, and while it's cooking, it radiates through the air conditioning ducts, and everybody wants to know what is being cooked. So that's a great sensory selling point when you're at a daytime event. I went to a bank and did it in the bank and next to their ATM machine and got in there and I brought in a whole chicken fryer and that was my gift to them to come in. I offered to cook it and they brought the salad dressing, the salad, and we just shredded off chicken slices of chicken pieces into their salad bowl out of the actual fresh cooked chicken. So speaking about chicken, obviously it's one of our healthy foods that we can eat, staying clear from the red meats if you don't eat a red meat or you want to add chicken to your diet. Some of our stores locally sell chicken fryers, whole chicken hens, better price per pound when you buy them in a pack, obviously, or multiples. So I have, in my home, I have 2 stack cooker systems, completely with it, also including the 1-quart that's on special this month. And then I have a smart steamer, and I have 2 other pieces. So I always am using in my house the smart systems of the stack cooker and the smart steamer. But if you just take the either the 1 3/4 quart or you take the base, the 3-quart, and put the colander in, you can set down or with the cone, erect a whole chicken fryer based on how you want to cook it. So in our house, we use the, I do my parties this way, and also the bank I did this way as well, is I take a whole chicken fryer, rinse it off, pat it up, and dry off the external part of it. I like to use the favorite seasoning blend, obviously, right now is currently the Southwest Chipotle. You can probably use the Mojo, I think is coming out in the special flyer right now, or your own chopped up fresh herbs with our choppers on sale. And you rub the external part of the chicken fryer. You set it into the 1 3/4 quart or the 3-quart. You set the colander into that, the chicken in there. I take a half an onion, slice it, half an onion, root, skin, everything on it. Just take half an onion, stick it in there. I don't even peel it. And then I take either a half a cup of wine, a half a cup of beer, apple cider, to add some extra flavor to my au jus sauce that drips through down while you're cooking. Then cover it, and then you do 6 minutes a pound. When it sits, again, you cook. You always take one-third of the cooking time, and you let it set. When it's done with that, I open it up, and, of course, it's radiated out for 30 minutes. Beautiful fragrant smell. Wine alcohol does burn off while you're cooking, from what I'm told. I love that flavor, especially wine, but any type of beer I've used as well. I pour it again inside the cavity. So when I cool it for about a third of the time, take the cover off, I will peel back the skin. It does create a seasoned look to it with the Southwest Chipotle red seasoning blend. Works nicely. Or you can do your own fresh herbs of rosemary, whatever your favorite flavor is of herbs. And take it off, peel it back. At a party, you can do one of two things. You can pull out your large Quick Chef Pro and shred up the chicken and add it to the salad or make homemade enchiladas on the spot or whatever your favorite recipe is. Or you can actually just slice up chunky chicken using one of your Chef Series knives and chop it up and let everybody put it into their salad. They are amazed. A chef's salad is very simple to make. You can add Caesar dressing, incorporating our new Quick Shake sale that's going on this next month as well. But in minutes, you can make this. What's amazing, I don't know how you all are about making things from scratch, but playing around with it, but I took two fryers and cooked them both. They were about 11 pounds combined total. I have a family of four with one athlete and one diabetic. And so we made these two chickens in two different stack cookers, and during the week we had chicken salad sandwich. We had Caesar salad. We had sliced chicken on sandwiches. And then by the fourth day, I boiled it up because by that day we had a busy week and everyone kind of felt a little bit under the weather. I took the rest of my fresh vegetables in my fridger and made a big, huge, healthy, hearty chicken soup. And I was able to make those two chicken fryers that cost me $10. I made that with the added vegetables a four-day meal in a family of four adults. So you can do a lot with stretching the dollar. And then if you don't need the au jus sauce, it's amazing when you add the seasonings and the wine or the beer, how much it enhances the drippings. What I forgot to mention, when you take the chicken out, I let it set overnight and I lift up the colander, and down below is a layer of fat. I just scoop that off. The leftover au jus sauce, either you warm it up and you can have it for a dip, a chicken salad dip, your own French chicken dip, if you will, or you can save it for a future recipe and adding it to rice or a saute mix or what have you. I used it for my soup base. It's a very great way to stretch that, and you're wasting minimal. You're just obviously letting go of the bones and the drippings and the skin that are fat, and then you've actually stretched the dollar out. The biggest thing is I'm really funny about buying things and transporting those nice, you know, gourmet chickens that are made at the grocery store. Half the time they get home and they've spilled in the car. They're very fatty. And they look even more fattier, and I don't say fatty as far as moist, but fatty in between. I just feel I get a better, healthier chicken in my Tupperware. I dare you to try it. The hostesses I've found, the hosts love. The guests are blown away that it does not come out like a rubber chicken. They think that the microwave makes rubber chicken, and that's either their bad experience of maybe overcooking or their lack of education. So get out there and share this with the consumers as how simple it is to make a meal in minutes. When you want to top up your meal and you want to have more fun going into the fall, you can make soups and stews in this. You can do a lot of different recipes using it together, steaming vegetables. It can do everything. It's a smart system, period. When you look at also dessert time, a lot of consumers like to obviously celebrate birthdays or want to have a cake but don't want to have all the calories. We have quite a few recipes you can talk to your Stephanie can forward out, or the FSRC directors can forward out, leaders, is we have a lot of recipes from way back when. One of my favorite is the skinny cake. You can do already frosted all in one. Is take the cone, put it in the base of the 3-quart, and make up your cake mix. I've done German chocolate cake, the cake mix, the powder, adding 12 ounces of Dr. Pepper, diet if you want, or just regular. Whip it up, just the two ingredients, and then what you would do with the tub of that coconut frosting for a German chocolate cake is you would take your silicone spatula and put it in the bottom of your stack cooker 3-quart base with the cone in the center. So you put that down there first, is actually the frosting. Then put in your cake mix with that soda, mixed together well, and then you cook it in the microwave. So, you know, anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes based on your microwave and the power of the wattage. And pop it out, and you've got a frosted cake in under 15 minutes, under 10 minutes. I talk about that being a skinny cake because you had, didn't use your eggs, didn't use oil, you used the soda and that carbonation to help make the cake rise and the flavor, it's frosted. Some consumers like chocolate without the coconut. So I've done chocolate cake and had the hostess go out and get chocolate fudge frosting, the tub frosting. Keep it simple and sweet and obviously quick. I put it into our wonderful complimentary set that goes in our set this month, and you've got to have it. If you don't have it, all the kits should have it. All the kitchens should have this. And that's the 2-cup and 1-cup measuring pitcher, the micro pitcher set that's in that special set. I take the base, the 2-cup pitcher, and I pour in or scoop in the chocolate fudge frosting. Remember, you don't want to use that tub that they sell in the store. We don't know what plastic it's made of. Always want to promote your product, but also don't know what you're using when you use that. So I use this actual 2-cup base, spatula it in, cover it. I invert the 1-cup to cover it. And I, 30 seconds or so, based on the power, I soften up the chocolate frosting. So when I cook the cake, pop it onto a plate, and then I just slice it on the spot, and then I drizzle the chocolate fudge frosting. They can sidebar it or sidecar it with a scoop of ice cream or Cool Whip or just the chocolate cake and the syrup. People are blown away at the party. That was made in the microwave. This is how it tastes. And again, as you become a pro at your own microwave, each house I always say is, I go to a home and it's a little bit undercooked on the chicken, I will slice between the chicken leg and the breast, and if you still see a pinkish color liquid, you want to keep microwaving it. But as you work at people's houses, you may find that a cake cooks 6 minutes here, 8 minutes there. As you master your own microwaves, you get even better, fresher, moister cakes, and obviously you know your exact cook times in the microwave. But they're amazed. Then, of course, the frosting, you can scoop it back into the tub if they have leftovers to store for later on, or if you have a longer window of time and you're at home making your own cake, you can literally drizzle, zigzag drizzle over that chocolate cake, the melted frosting, and let it set. Do it again a couple different times to create like a drip-down effect or a decorative way of doing it. But it's amazing. You go from a basic core main dish to an actual dessert. Now, with the holidays, obviously, we're kind of always talking about is candy making and treats. The Pepperwave product line, you can make caramel corn. That is the favorite in my house. And the customers are blown away by how quickly you can make the caramel corn. Again, I know Stephanie has this wonderful recipe that I'm sure the FSRC leaders have. And one of those, and it's been around for a while, and that's the caramel corn that you make starting with the base in the 1 3/4 quart. You start making up with the caro syrup, brown sugar, and butter your caramelized base, and then you add the baking soda, which froths it up, and you've already got one or two bags of pre-popped popcorn that you toss it with.
Baking soda, you said?
Uh-huh. And then we have the recipe. I'm not giving you the exact ingredient amounts, but as you
right.
put the caro syrup, brown sugar, and butter in the microwave, it gets sugar caramelized, and then the baking soda froths it up. I'm not sure the chemical reaction, but it makes it kind of foam up, and then you take that, spatula it out, and we kind of shortcut it and make it kind of fun. Is as we've taken two bags of popped popcorn or your own air-popped popcorn, we pop it up and then put it into a brown paper bag, and you, of course, take out all the kernels. You don't want to make caramel corn with the kernels unpopped popcorn. And then you pour this nice caramelized candy topping over the popcorn in the bag, shake it up, pop it in the microwave for about a minute, pull it out, shake it up again in the bag, put it back in another minute, and then you pour it into that nice big, of course now pink, that's a bowl, or mega that's a bowl. And with the spatula, you keep stirring it. As it cools, you've got within 15 minutes to 25 minutes, you've got caramel corn. Then I lay it out onto a pastry sheet, or which is always a comeback, or a cookie sheet. And then I take that pitcher, micro pitcher, 1 cup, 2 cup, micro pitcher set, and I take a bag of semi-sweet or milk chocolate. I like semi-sweet. It hardens faster. And I melt the chocolate chips 30-second increments, and soften it. Chocolate chips do not lose their form in the microwave. They won't liquefy like butter does. You want to go in there in about 30 seconds or 45 seconds and put your spatula in there and kind of tap it down and stir. So a couple times in the microwave, 30 seconds. You've got your bag, your 12-ounce bag of chocolate chips, all in that 2-quart pitcher, softened. You take it, go back to that caramel corn, and if you know this place called Harry and David sells this mousse munch. You can add your nuts if you'd like to as well. But you take this chocolate that you've melted, and you drizzle it, kind of zigzag it across the chocolate, across the caramel corn, and let it set there for a little bit. Harden, toss it. It is to die for. It is fabulous. When you let it cool, then you can put it into one of your new canisters and create a giftable idea how customers can actually make their own things, or if they're not a cooking person, they can obviously gift this Tupperware set to someone that's moved out, that is moving out, that is a busy person that needs to think more about what they're consuming. Maybe they have, again, back to the issue of diabetes or health issues. This is a strong system. It is non-toxic. It's safe cookware for us to eat food. And also, it has the seal, so you can store it. You can make a chicken, like I said, and come back to it. The lunch meats, I'm Italian. I love fresh salami and all these lunch meats. They're not that healthy for us. So once in a while, it's okay. Making your own lunch meat, again, a chicken or a turkey breast, whatever you're making in a stack cooker, you'll find that you can slice it into a sandwich and you get the healthiest form of that sliced meat versus buying the processed deli meats. It's very expensive. It's, what, $5 to $12 a pound based on what meat you're buying. So you can very much cut down the budget, but more importantly, it's us living longer, eating healthier whole foods. Now, of course, Christmas time or throughout the year, we're allowed to have dessert, so cakes are okay and candy's okay here and there. But this is a great idea to make quick homemade treats. Always a treat made from scratch, and I think also one of our leaders, Barbara, talks about a product with a seal, a gift, and a bow. Our bow on a product is a gift to go. You're ready to go. Just put a bow on it. You can give Tupperware as a gift. When you put something sweet that you've made inside, whether it's pesto you've made from scratch or homemade treats that you've made in your products, and gifting Tupperware away, I mean, I would, just the micro pitcher set alone is a fabulous household need, because it is something you can melt butter in and make certain things in your own homemade, what is it, one thing I just recently saw, is olive oil or melted butter with fresh herbs in it, and then pour it into your ice trays and pop out little tablespoons of great sautéing dishes go into them for the part of things, more fresh things. But when you look at the system, it's a fabulous set. Obviously, right now we have the 1-quart. I really encourage you to talk to your customers about getting one or two of these sets, getting one for themselves at least, and getting one for a gift. Going back to the sales flyer, you've got the opportunity to have them purchase the 1-quart to add to this complete set. And then also what comes in this complete set is a fabulous new cookbook, very pretty. Do note, by touching it, you'll see that it is basically more of a slicker finish. I don't know how you all cook, but when I cook, I have a hard time not getting the food all over my cookbooks. So it's, a kind of a cleaning cookbook, where if you get it wet or dirty, it's going to wipe clean. It's got much more of a durable finish to it than the other ones have. And then with the set being on sale, if you were to add to at a party or a consumer was to buy the complete special super set of the Tupper Wave, and they add on the 1-quart, that's $104.50 purchase. That's the sale purchase price. The value is, what, over $190-ish in value? I would throw a seasoning blend as a free gift. If you bought the complete stacker system, or when you bought it, and you purchased it with the 1-quart, so $104.50, you could offer them a sampling of a seasoning. In other words, give them a whole seasoning packet. They're $9 a piece, or if you bought the 4-piece set, you could give out one of those seasonings as a gift for them for buying that special set just through you. So think about that when you're looking at it. Just 10 people buying this tech cooker system, that's 10 households you're helping out, or 5 households that you're helping out that they're gifting off the other 5 to other people. So people could buy one set as a keeper for their own home and then buy one to gift. It's an amazing system. I do also want to mention, too, that in my home I have two sets. I'm always cooking, and when you're making more than one recipe during the week and you're doing the plan ahead, especially during October, we talk about planning ahead, making hamburger, ground hamburger. I'm not a sneaky person, but I do sneak into my family's recipes. Vegetables they won't eat, I will puree and put into tomato sauce, carrots and whatnot. I kind of smuggle in some things. And then I also smuggle in, too, when I make things like hamburgers, I will smuggle 50% chicken in, or I'll put some sausage in. And they have no idea that they had a whole complete Italian. I made Italian lasagna, and it had carrots in the red sauce, and it had turkey meat instead of hamburger. And they had no idea. But I'm trying to kind of turn towards a healthier eating, not to be sneaky. But when you make things, like I have a busy family, I've made a whole bunch of onions and garlic and hamburger meat. I've made, you know, the Costco package, a large bulk amount. I'll use the colander with one of the two bigger piece bases, and I will make a whole bunch of ground hamburger that I then put onto a cookie sheet and freeze for about 15 minutes. So I flash freeze it, pop it in the freezer mate container, and throughout the week somebody can come in there, grab a tortilla, a scoop out of that meat, pop it in there with some cheese and what have you. They've got a burrito to go with meat that I know is healthy. So bottom line is obviously smart cooking, quick meals. You've got a great cheat sheet, if you will, with the wonderful cookbook, the new classics, Comfort Food. Also the little insert booklet, I love it. It comes obviously in three languages, but in the front section is English. You've got a couple different little recipes right there in the back. And you can offer some more recipes through your leader to your hostesses that sell maybe four of these sets. Offer an extra enhanced cookbook that we have in our Tupperware archive of Salesforce-only cookbooks. So have fun. Try it. If you're a consultant, please think about getting this into your kit, and or if you have one in your kit, upgrading the one in your house and getting one, at least one complete set, including the one quart in your home. It's amazing what you can make and save time. And when you use this, you walk the walk, you can sell it. People can see it and how you demonstrate it. So Tupperwave.
Can you put it in the freezer, like with the cover on it? Can you like make something in the one quart thing and then put that as a freezer container?
Yes. It's a little bit thicker seal than the freezer mates are. Yes, you can. What you want to do is allow about an inch or so gap for that space for freezing. But I always, when I freeze, before you freeze something, I always make it, put it in the refrigerator overnight with the seal on top of it, not sealed. On top of it, or if it's a vent and serve, rock and serve, you're going to pop up in the little vent, the crystal wave line. Let it cool overnight, and then seal it, completely seal it, and put it in the freezer.
And you then can just seal it in the stack in the stack cooker.
You can, yeah, you can, like the one quart or the bigger, any of those you can actually use to seal it and seal it, yes.
Okay.
Use the lighter seal to seal it up, and then, again, allow for the expansion space, but you got to let it cool overnight in the refrigerator before you freeze it. Otherwise, you'll trap the moisture in, and it will create, like, a volcanic frozen section in your bay.
I'm talking about, like, prepping the meats and stuff uncooked and then having everything ready for when you're ready to cook.
If you did it in a complete solid base, you would want to be careful with that because you can only and microwave cooks from the outside in or the inside out about 2 inches or so in depth. So if you froze the solid base of your container, what is it, about 8-inch, 9-inch diameter, you would need to defrost it for a while.
Yeah.
And the center would take longer to defrost than the base, than the actual outer part of that base. But you
okay.
can freeze. Just allow for defrosting time overnight, definitely. I think the freezer mate's a better buy for bulk storage of the raw meats and vegetables. But if you're making a complete dish, like you can still do a lasagna. Oh, my gosh, I did a lasagna. I did the uncooked pasta lasagna, a little bit extra watery a sauce. And I used a rectangular Tupperwave. But you can also use the round one, just break your noodles. And I stacked them double height. So when I did my layers, I did two pasta noodles. And it was just nice, and I loved it. But I did break the noodles up and laid them, and you can do it circular on that. So you could do the one quart or the 1 3/4 quart and make a lasagna.
You made a lasagna in your stack cooker?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yep, I layer it up. I make the sauce in advance. I layer it through. I do not cook my pasta noodles, and I just make sure my pasta sauce is a little bit on the watery side because when it cooks in the microwave, when you pull it out and you cook it with the cover, so you take the seal off, use the cover and cook it in the microwave for about 15 minutes or so. It's a refrigerated made recipe. It's not in the freezer. I pull it out of the refrigerator, put it in the microwave, and then it cooks, and then it sets for the third of the time. And, oh, my gosh, it was just awesome. My family likes the pasta, so I do, like I said, I double stacked it, and I made it with the double. But you just snap the noodles up and just kind of make a circular pattern with them.
Do you have anything like any of your special recipes written down at all that you can email us?
I haven't written them down. I'm about Italian. I just kind of pinch and go. But I can talk to Stephanie and figure out what we have out there and what I've done. But I've used the Tupper Wave, and it's been one. I want to say it's in the last 20 years. I've heard this a couple different times where I've made a lasagna. I'm not sure if it's in writing, but I'm sure we could find something for you. But we used to have a rectangular one. But you can make it in the round base and make your lasagnas, and it's amazing how simple it is. Again, just take off the seal, put the cover, and microwave it. And when you microwave it, you're kind of melding the flavors together, and it cooks the pasta noodles at the same time.
Awesome. This is one of the things I may want to focus on, and I need to learn how to use it.
Well, thank you for asking. What's your name?
Jamie.
I would recommend strongly getting two. This is the reason why I get with two of the stack cooker systems, because when I do use some that I freeze, you actually take that out of your cooking system. So you want to make sure you have at least two sets. It's a smart investment, and I'll tell you what, your money will stretch so far. But you could make chili. You could do a record breaker week, obviously using the containers here, and also freezer mates, also Crystal Wave. I recommend Crystal Wave more in the refrigerator, but the vent and serve line to freeze. I've been pulling, and I hear people doing this too, they're pulling their vegetables, they're flash freezing, they're cooking. I've made spaghetti sauce, I've pureed tomatoes. So I come into this stack system, and if I've used a couple of these pieces for recipes like that, you want to have another piece that you use for your core. Always have a core stacking system in your drawer to be used every single week. If you're using more than one during the week, you want to have at least two complete systems in your house.
Okay.
And it's like cookware. We have how many pots and pans? Same dish.
Yeah, I want to completely start using it my own self so that then I can say exactly these things. Oh, I used it for this.
Right.
Okay.
And then after this month, right, the close of this month, it's going full price.
Yeah.
So we can use our double host dollars in October for our record breaker hostesses to get the complete set. But gosh, the value right now is huge.
Okay.
Good luck. Anybody else?
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Teresa. Aren't you guys so glad you were on this call? And it is captured on a recording. So kudos to you, Teresa. You guys can see why she's growing and excited. She's meeting the needs of today's busy families by teaching them how to use our stack cooker for four C's, candy, cake, chicken, caramel corn, all kinds of meals. And the recipes you guys are looking for is called Busy Mom's Lasagna. And your upline leaders have that. It's been around in Tupperware for years. So that's basically how we know that recipe. It calls for uncooked noodles, as Teresa said. So really, really easy to use. So thank you again, Teresa. Awesome to have you recorded and captured. We can now have everyone go back and listen to this recording for the next 2 weeks and gain their confidence in demonstrating this fabulous system that's on sale. And to her point, every household needs at least two complete sets. I think I probably own at least 4.5 stack cooking sets just from over the years of having different colors and different pieces, and they're always in use. We even use the top cover as our reheatable plate for pizza and all kinds of little quick and easy snack foods, mozzarella cheese sticks sometimes late at night when we're watching a family movie, because it has that functionality and durability to be able to withstand going in the microwave with foods that are higher in fat content without damaging the Tupperware product, because it's made of that special material called Lexan polycarbonate, which all of our products now are BPA-free. That is so exciting. And one resource that I want to have captured on this recorded call as well is a website called goodnuke.com, www.goodnuke.com. Goodnuke.com is a lady named Carolyn Dodson. She is an incredible microwave cooking specialist. She was in attendance at the Jubilee that both Teresa and I and a lot of us were at years ago when Tupperware very first introduced the stack cooker. and the stack cooking microwavable system. Carolyn Dodson was one of the first people to go on national television and do microwave cooking schools, classes. She's been recorded. She's a published author. She is an amazing microwave cooking specialist. She completely advocates the Tupperware stack cooking system and our microwave cookware as the finest, safest product. And on her website, goodnuke.com, I'm going to send you on a scavenger hunt. I want you to find a recipe. Go find her website. I want you to go through her recipes. You will learn all about safety, microwaving, plastics in the microwave, how to overcome customers' concerns. It's an amazing resource. So when you have a customer that asks you things about cooking food in microwaves and things like that, you can give them her website as a resource. And we also have on our FSRC podcast site a recorded one-hour call when I interviewed Carolyn Dodson specifically about microwave cooking, the stack cooker. Go to fsrc.podcastpeople.com. On the search tab, type in microwave cooking with Carolyn Dodson. And that one-hour recorded call will come up as well if you want to hear her voice. But you are a home economy specialist. You are someone that's brand and trademark is teaching today's busy families how to eat more healthy, as Teresa just shared with you. And you have the resources and the empowerment to make that your business message. And who doesn't want to learn how to cook healthy meals fast? We're talking ditch the drive-through, okay? Get rid of all those high fats, MSGs, full of preservatives, very expensive, not to mention all the wrapping and garbage that is impacting our landfills and is costing us a ton, not only in money, but in natural resources. And this is my new slogan, make your mother proud, meaning our Mother Earth. We wanna have a future for our children and grandchildren, and we each have a responsibility in our own individual lifestyles to use and participate in saving our planet. And then sharing that message at Tupperware parties. When people eat out less and they take less wrapping and styrofoam and garbage home, it's changing the world for the better. And confident women who advocate these kind of stories at parties and teach people the value of investing in Tupperware change the world. And that's our mission in Tupperware through our new confidence branding and messaging. So just want to inspire you to empower yourself, educate yourself, use these resources. GoodNuke.com, I want you to find the recipe called Frosted Cauliflower. I don't even like cauliflower, but let me tell you, this recipe rocks. Okay, you can make it. I do tri-tip in the microwave. Teresa talked a lot about chicken, but I'm kind of a red meat girl. I love tri-tip. I do like eating white meat and eating lean, like Teresa mentioned. That's very key. But every once in a while, I just want a great tri-tip on a busy family weeknight. Love to grill them on the weekends, but on a busy family weeknight when I had to get my kids to football practice, tri-tips are amazing. You could make a tri-tip in the microwave in less than 12 minutes. It's going to be more done on the ends, more rare in the middle, and then as it's resting, because standing time and microwaving is very, very key, 20% more of the cooking is done after the microwave shuts off. You let that tri-tip stand for a minute. You rinse out the base of your cookware, your stack cooker. You put in your cauliflower, and you make this amazing recipe called Frosted Cauliflower, and you serve it next to a tri-tip with a fresh green salad. Unbelievable. And cauliflower, when you steam it and flavor it and season it, you can whip it and mash it in our chop and prep and whip and prep, and you can season it and get away with kind of faking yourself out as a starch if you're trying to cut calories. Used mashed cauliflower, seasoned wonderfully with olive oil and garlic and some things like that, and wonderful seasonings, and mash it all up so it's in a mashed form, and you can set that next to a tri-tip, whether you serve it frosted or mashed. You're going to tell your body that you're getting that mashed potato or that potato starch when really it's a vegetable. with a lot more nutritional value. So if you want to cut corners but you want love that texture of mashed potatoes, that's a wonderful thing. So you can do a Tupperware party. You can call people today and say, oh my gosh, I want to become product knowledge certified. I was just trained by the most amazing leader in Tupperware named Teresa, and Stephanie added a little value content, and they have challenged me to become product knowledge certified in Tupperware's stack cooking Tupperwave system. And in order to become certified as an expert, I need to share what I've learned with three people, three families by Monday. Could I stop by and make you a rotisserie chicken and stuffing dinner? Could I make you a busy mom's lasagna? Could I make a tri-tip for you in the microwave in a few minutes and just let you sample it and taste it? We call those parties survey parties. All they have to do is have their family, their husband, maybe their kids, maybe a neighbor couple over to sample, taste, and let you make something hands-on in the kitchen. And I promise you, they will be joining your team so they can get it all at their own consultant discount and opening their own business, or they will date a party so that they can get it free and half price. And their friends can all come to their parties purchasing it on sale. So you owe it to yourself to do something with what you learned today. Do something with it, because if you don't use what we've taught you, you'll lose it, meaning you have to go repeat it so it starts to retain. Thank you again, Teresa, for your expertise, and I just want to finish the recording part of this call. So I want to wish you all a sensational Saturday. I also want to also let you know that this call is now finished as far as product knowledge on Stack Cooker. I'm going to try to stop the recording here, but I found sometimes with our conference call service it continues recording. So if later on, years down the road, you're listening to this recorded call or this call and it keeps on going while we do our Raz and Taz What's Up with Tep call, which we're going to just roll right into next, just you can hang up at this point because none of it applies after towards the Stack Cooker after this, okay? So, Teresa, say goodbye to everybody for me while I try to stop the recording, and then welcome our Razzmatazz team to our What's Up with Tep call. We're going to finish up with a little bit of recognition and focus for the week, and Saturday morning is the place to be on our calls so that you can spend this morning being energized and excited. So, Teresa, will you kind of close the call and let me try to stop the recording for me now?
You bet. You bet. Well, everyone, thank you for coming together on the call. I hope you can hear me. As far as the Tupperwave goes, the product line, again, get out there and try, practice. Get it in your kit if you don't have it, and have customers